This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. With days to go before the inauguration of Joe Biden as America's 46th president, America's European allies are preparing for the new administration. For Europe's leaders, Biden's return to the White House, which he left 4 years ago as Barack Obama's vice president, offers a stark contrast, right or wrong, compared to how foreign policy has fared over the last 4 years. And it is even more so in the wake of last week's violence against Congress by agitators supporting U.S. President Donald Trump, focused on deep state conspiracy theories who sought to reverse the result of Biden's presidential election win. Reportedly, at a security conference 2 years ago in Munich, European leaders were tugging at Biden's sleeves in the margins, urging him to run for office. After enduring a rough-and-tough America First speech from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, their nerves were soothed by Mr. Biden, now seen as the most pro-Atlanticist president since George H.W. Bush when he quipped in his address, "This too shall pass, we will be back." Word is 1 week from tomorrow, Inauguration Day for incoming President Joe Biden will feature the presence of over 10,000 National Guardsmen, with an additional 15,000 standing by if needed. New security presence is the obvious repercussion of the violence that took place last week. U.S. President Donald Trump said today that the Democratic lawmakers' push to impeach him in the last days of his presidency is absolutely ridiculous.
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television, it's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
Speaking to reporters for the first time since thousands of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol to try to upend his defeat for re-election. The president today is at the Alamo in Texas. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took to U.S. government-funded Voice of America airwaves on Monday to deliver a full-throated defense of the Trump administration's presentation of its foreign policy and its support for democracy abroad. He also denounced protests by some VOA staffers who complained that live coverage of his speech would violate VOA's mandate to present unbiased news to foreign audiences.
I read that some VOA employees didn't want me to speak here today. I'm sure it was only a handful. They didn't want the voice of American diplomacy to be broadcast on the Voice of America. Think about that for just a moment. Look, we're all part of institutions with duties and responsibilities higher and bigger and more important than any one of us individually. But this kind of censorial instinct is dangerous. It's morally wrong.
And then we learned today that Voice of America reporter Patsy Wiedekuswara has been reassigned and taken off the White House beat after she tried to do her job and ask questions of the Secretary of State at that very event, which was held at VOA headquarters. Wiedekuswara, who's covered the White House for VOA since 2018, shouted questions at Secretary Pompeo after he gave the speech on Monday and then sat for a question and answer session carried out by VOA Director Robert Riley. And sources close to the situation said that Mr. Riley asked no questions at all pertaining to last week's violence in the U.S. Capitol. Sources close to the situation said the outrage was expressed by fellow VOA journalists regarding Ms. Wiedekuswara's reassignment at this morning's news meeting. An Arizona man who took part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol while sporting face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns made his first court appearance on Monday. A judge scheduled a detention hearing Friday for Jake Chansley, who's been jailed on a misdemeanor charge since surrendering to authorities over the weekend in Phoenix. His court-appointed attorney, Gerald Williams, told the judge that Chansley has been unable to eat since he was arrested Saturday, since he apparently has a tender stomach. Chansley's mother, Martha Chansley, told reporters outside the courthouse that her son needs an organic diet.
He gets very sick if he doesn't eat organic food, literally, will get physically sick. So he needs to eat.
Chansley is among at least 90 people so far who've been arrested on charges stemming from Wednesday's siege on the United States Capitol. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.